in your mind, normal or nuts Friday. I'm Steve Bach along with Scott Hammond, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Back to your phone calls. The Air Force Academy, normal or nuts, may drop the, quote, so help me God from their honor code oath. They may drop the honor code oath. Is that normal or nuts? Universities, they're gathering steam. It's an attack on Halloween. They deem the politically correct crowd says even cowboys, genies, pretty much anything is offensive to somebody. What's left for Halloween costumes? Not much. That's the scary part. Is that normal or nuts that they're outlawing, banning, strongly requesting that Halloween costumes? Well, I don't know what's left, Scott. I don't know what's left for Halloween costumes. Something's offensive to everybody.
Well, just don't succumb to the PC police. The other contribution we have today to the normal or nuts survey questions, Congressman Kevin Cramer has sat down and penned an invite to President Obama to visit North Dakota. You think that's normal or nuts? I thought it was normal for the invite, but nuts to think that he actually would accept it. But here's a caller who says, stay away, Mr. President.
Yeah, taking the God out of the Air Force, whole changing the caps on the Marines, they're all little steps to break this country down and destroy it. With that in mind, why would anybody want Barack Obama to come to North Dakota? He is our enemy, and he has nothing in common with us. I don't ever want to see the man.
All right. What do you think of the caller's viewpoint? Normal or nuts? 800-228-0550. He says the president is our enemy. And he says
I would
he
like
want,
to see him here.
He doesn't want him here.
And we've had anti-fracking people here. We've had anti-energy people here. We keep bringing them to North Dakota. The president would be one more. Learn
great.
The errors of your way. Look at what's going on in North Dakota. How do you say that that is not successful and not what's good for this country? Just like I'd like to see North Dakotans go to Washington. And if we could have an entire Congress of North Dakotans, I think we'd be better off.
And don't forget, by the way, that, anytime a president visits, whatever the party, all the attention that comes with it. So, I mean, think what that brings. Just, regardless of your differences with the president, just the fact that he's here and the coverage that comes from it. So I think it's great. Let's take some calls here. Fuller is somewhere in North Dakota. You're on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for bringing up several of these topics. I think it's underlying each of them is our opposition to and abandonment of authority and the truth. We don't have to go to Washington or Obama to find people who object to the Republican or conservative majority of North Dakota. Many right here in the state and in the legislature object to the conservative approach, which incidentally gives us a lot of choices. Once you've spent the money, you don't any longer have the choices. So I think that another aspect of abandoning the authority and the truth is the concerted and consistent ridicule and replacement of a father in the home. Rick Santorum and Bill O'Reilly are exactly right. A home is strengthened, a society is strengthened by a involved and participating father. But somehow that is taken all away. So if a person is going to abandon the truth and the source of authority, he's going to run into all kinds of troubles on every question. Thanks and good day.
Fuller, thanks for the comments. Let's go to Mike in Minot. Mike, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, why are we letting the politically correct police rule? And point two, Halloween costumes, I might just, dress up as a cop and open carry my Glock 34, but, I might offend somebody and scare the sheep.
There's a law against that, though. Impersonating a police officer, I guess.
But to Mike's point, most of these guidelines are coming from, sadly, college campuses and academia. I agree. I think it's nuts that they're doing it. It scares me for the future that these are folks charged with educating people that somehow think dressing up as a cowboy or an Indian is offensive or wearing a sombrero or some of the other stupid things on the list. And it's everywhere. University of Minnesota's put out edicts on it. I mean, but I'm with Mike. Ignore them.
To me, education is supposed to be bringing out open thought, free thought, getting you to think outside the box. And
exactly.
What's going on with
these people? Why are we letting them control what we do and say?
But they're melding. They're mainstreaming and bringing into one consciousness, if you will. They're penalizing the people that think outside the box. The education's supposed to be get you to think outside that box and get you to grow. And they're curtailing that.
But I'm with Mike. Push back against it. Push back against what the cadets are doing and this goofy idea of we need a unisex hat for the Marines to wear. And, you know, you got to stand up against this. Otherwise, it just is a slippery slope. Appreciate the call, Mike. Dave in Breckenridge, you're next. What's on your mind? How's things in the great city of Breckenridge, Minnesota today?
Great, Scott. It's a pleasure to talk to you. One thing with this government shutdown, how is it that nobody ever brings up that the Democrats haven't presented a budget since Obama's been president? And if that's a law, how does he get away with not presenting a budget? And then the other thing, Scott, is what happened to 101.9? Your FM station.
Yeah, that wasn't our FM station. That was that was another radio group in Fargo that was doing conservative talk that has since waved the white flag. So we're at AM 1100. If you want conservative talk in Fargo, Moorhead, your radio should be on AM 1100 or at flagfamily.com. But that was another broadcast entity that has since folded their tent. Dave, appreciate the call, though. Thank you very much. Let's go to
Jim in Bismarck. Jim, what's on your mind today?
Good morning, guys. I was listening to this show. I get a little nervous when I hear one of your callers call in and refer to our president as the enemy. This type of rhetoric, I mean, everybody's entitled to their opinion, but let's show some respect for the president of the United States, even if you disagree with them. When I hear people call in and say that our sitting president is the enemy of the people, it gets me very nervous. And for you guys to allow that and just kind of poo-poo it and hear that kind of stuff on the air and not address it as citizens of the U.S., I understand this, but we also need to show respect. I heard another talk show that used to be on when a sitting congressman was referred to as Ricky by another talk show host, and I always just didn't sit right. And so everybody's got their opinion, and I'm not the greatest Barack Obama fan, but he is the sitting president, and we need to show respect to that office, if not the man, at least the office. When I hear people say, you know, he's the enemy and let's not let him come here, it's almost like it fans the flames, and I think it keeps us apart from being able to have good dialogue. Just one person's thought. That's all.
Couldn't agree with you more, Jim, and we do appreciate the phone call. And we admonished a caller earlier, and we had a caller admonish a caller earlier. That's not the way this show is set up. It's an open forum, and it's a forum to get your voice heard, but it's also non-contentious. We want to make sure that we're respectful, and so we can hear those voices. Let's go to Jeff in Minot. Jeff, what's on your mind?
I just caught a little bit about Kevin Cramer inviting the president to come to North Dakota. And I don't understand what value he expects to get out of this. First of all, North Dakota is completely the opposite of what the president is attempting to do. And I don't know what Kevin thinks he's going to expect. There's no way the president is going to accept that offer to come out here.
Well, that's why I said I think it's perfectly normal to invite him. I think it's nuts the idea that he'd come here. And by the way, I agree with the other Jim that the idea that we don't want him here, that somehow the president's the enemy. But at least the offer's out there. I think that's nuts. I agree with the previous caller on that, because I think get him here, let him to see it. And who knows? I mean, if nothing else, what does he hope to accomplish? He said in his letter, "I want to show you production making American energy security a reality. I want to show you our agriculture industry, introduce you to the farmers and ranchers feeding a hungry world. I want to introduce you to college students confident there'll be a job for them after graduation. I want to show you our coal operations and some of the nation's cleanest air and see if you can tell the difference between untouched acres and those reclaimed after successful mining operations. And nearly everyone you meet along the way will have a job." You know, so he just wants to show him an America at work. I think it's noble. Will it change his mind? I guess probably not. That's where I think there's some cynicism out there. Jeff, appreciate the call. Let's get Brandon and Minot in here before the break, and we may have to hold you over
Bring up a subject here as far as dealing with hunters. Just north of Minot, I'm a farmer, and lately, this year, I chose not to post very much of my land except for just right around our farm. And since I have chosen not to post, we've just had all kinds of run-ins with hunters just feeling they can do whatever they want on the land. They drive around when it's muddy. It's just been a real bad experience for us. And
Hey, Brandon, do me a favor. I want to hear more of this story, if you don't mind. Just hold through the break here because we'll chat more about what your experiences is there. And also curious why you're not posting. But let's talk about that when we come back. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Truckers, if you're headed for the Bakken, remember the best truck wash in the Bakken is the Hurricane Truck Wash. And Anthony's on the phone to tell us why the Hurricane's the best. Anthony, deep cleaning process means you do it better than anybody else, right?
We sure do. We specialize in the Bakken mud. Something we've learned since we've been in North Dakota is that this mud is harder than it is anywhere else in the world. We developed a process in order to cut that. Not only do we have a great cleaning process, we also have a great lounge for our customers. We want you guys to come in, relax, see our facility, see what makes us the best. Not only that you leave here with a clean truck, we have great personality. We want you to know that we appreciate your business, and we're showing you that by giving you free food, free drinks, a good lounge, free Wi-Fi, and we also have a shower facility that you can use anytime.
Mention you heard this ad on the radio. Get a free engine wash, plus the free VIP access as well with all the goodies and, of course, local shuttle service, too, so it's a great way to go. South of the Senex, or look for the signs off Highway 8 at Stanley, North Dakota, the Hurricane Truck Wash, the best of the best. Tell them you heard it on the radio. Get a great deal. The Hurricane Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
It's fall. That means it's time to put down the rake. I know it's hard. And head to Max Hardware for our annual fall sale. Get the proven protection of Carhartt. Spend $100 and get a $15 Max gift card. Laugh at cold mornings with our 12-foot booster cables priced at just $6.99. And a DeWalt ankle grinder? It's yours for $45.99. Stop in and see all of our fall specials. It's not just another hardware store. It's Max.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as the global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
With Steve Bakken, I'm Scott Handel. This is What's on Your Mind, 800-228-0550. A constitutional expert at the bottom of the hour on a couple of questions that have come up recently on the program. In the meantime, your calls and Bill and Amadon is waiting to go. We get a new pin on the map today, Steve. How about that? We're going to talk to Bill in a moment. Hang on, Bill. I got you coming up. John out in Western North Dakota, Jerry in Fargo, Mark in Grand Forks. But just want to finish with Brandon in Minot, who has some advice for folks about the land that's not posted. First of all, Brandon, you said you used to post, and now you're not posting anymore. Just tell us why.
Well, the main, you know, one of the main reasons I kind of chose not to, we got a little bit loaded with some late harvest, and it's a big time factor as far as taking the time to post the land. And also, I mean, I do feel that as long as hunters respect the land, there's really no reason to post everything, but since we've chosen not, or we didn't get it posted, It's been 10 times the workload just policing the hunters that think they can do whatever they want out there. And I'm not saying every hunter, because there are great ones that stop in, still ask, even if it's not posted. But we've had like 5 instances already where guys are driving around wet fields, leaving ruts, and, you know, all about policing ourselves a little bit. You know, it's frustrating that we're forced to post it just to keep people off of it from making poor decisions.
You know, when you made that decision not to post your land this year, did you envision some of the issues that were going to pop up like this? Me, I like seeing posted signs because I like the name on the sign. I want to know the name, whether it's posted or not. I'd like to know whose land I'm on and talk to that landowner.
Yep, I agree. And, you know, I'm going to be forced to post it. We'll put it that way. And it seems like we just haven't had any issues with people out leaving ruts and fields when it is posted. But now all of a sudden you don't post and you have all these issues. It's like, why can't these guys just have some common sense? Don't go out in the muddy field when it's after it's rained. I mean, they wouldn't like it if I drove into town and drove into their wet lawn. You know, it's no different. It's private property. Treat it that way.
Is that the biggest issue with as wet as it is this fall? The rut issue? You haven't had issues with garbage or anything like that, have you?
No, we have not. I mean, most guys clean up stuff when they're, you know, after they're done. But like I say, it's just if it's that wet, stay out of there. You know, stay off the dirt trails and whatnot, because it's us farmers that do a lot of the maintenance on those minimum maintenance roads. So like I say, when hunters are out there tearing them up just because it's a section line and they can legally drive down it, it doesn't make it right. We're still liable for a lot of expense to tune them things up so we can use them for farming activities.
Brandon, great advice. Thanks for calling, and sorry you're having the trouble you are. Really appreciate that. If others are having the same problems and any other advice you want to share, let us know at 800-228-0550. All right, let's go down to that suburb of Bowman, known as Amadon, North Dakota, down there in Slope County, tucked in the southwest corner of North Dakota. Bill, what's on your mind?
Well, first of all, you didn't have to insult me by calling it a suburb of Bowman.
Feel free to shoot Scott.
Insult? Would you rather be a suburb of Dickinson or just be your own metropolis down there in Amadon?
Well, the thriving metropolitan area of Amadon is doing quite well, thank you, sir.
All right, very good. Well, forget your neighbors.
Okay. I am a retired Marine. I have 2 comments to make. A, on the God being in the Air Force swearing in ceremony, it doesn't matter if you're in combat, you pray. It's that simple. And the other thing is on the female Marines, they want to give us a unisex cap. The female Marines call themselves the fewer, the prouder. Hello.
Yeah, we're here. We're here. So this idea of a unisex look for the Marine hats, not a good idea? Is that what you're telling us, Bill?
No, sir. I don't think it is, because the female Marines go through the same boot male Marines do.
And you know what confuses me about this is why the administration would be involved. I mean, wouldn't you leave this to Marines to decide? According to New York Post, at least, President Obama has a plan to create a unisex look for the Marine Corps and swapping out the iconic caps. It just seems like, boy, we have more important things to worry about than switching up that tradition, would be my take.
Well,
you're a leatherneck. Your opinion's a lot better, a lot more important than mine, Bill.
Well, sir, that kind of falls under the taking God out of the swearing-in ceremony with the Air Force. There's another type of regime that does that. It's called socialism. If you'll study socialism, you'll find they tried to remove God from everything. And that's just a fact. You know, that's not an opinion. That's a fact.
Bill, thank you very much. Bill, great comments. Thanks for weighing in, and thank you for your service. Let's go to John in Western North Dakota. John, what's on your mind today?
Oh, hello. Hello. Say, your previous guest in the previous hour mentioned the visit of Dolan from Manhattan, I believe. Isn't that right?
He is now. Yep, New York.
He was previously running the Rome Group in Milwaukee, and I came across the story by accident never look at the paper, but on the front page of the Milwaukee newspaper recently, they're accusing him of covering up, you know, his administration, these Rome priests. And, of course, it just hit the news in St. Paul, the same issue. So I don't expect it to happen, but when he arrives in this state, maybe somebody should ask him about that accusation.
Yeah, I mean, that's not a new accusation. There's the professional protesters that continually try
no,
to...
No, this is on the front page of the Milwaukee newspaper. See,
no, I understand. I mean, what I'm
they
saying
do the
is,
investigations.
What I'm saying is these are weekly, you know, among these guys getting accused of somehow covering something up and then continue to dredge it up. So it's,
Okay.
It is new in the sense of his time in Milwaukee. This is being revisited, but not new in the sense that it happens all the time because it's kind of a cottage industry among some. But John, appreciate your call. Let's go next to who is next? Jerry in Fargo. You're on what?
Scott.
Hello, Jerry. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Go ahead, sir.
I have just one quick question. You probably addressed it in the past, but I would like to know why Heidi Heitkamp refuses to come back on your show, but also, more importantly, why she will not come back and hold town hall meetings in this state. So she learns what the actual citizens of North Dakota feel about how she is doing. That's the only question I have. So I think the call should go out that she comes back and has them instead of these text things or other things that she kind of proposed to use.
Well, the offers are out there. Jerry, we put out those offers more often than not, twice weekly. And that goes back to, you know, I think that President Obama should come to North Dakota because... If Kevin Cramer is going to put that offer out, great. You know, we put that offer out to Senator Heidi Heitkamp at least biweekly. That's her decision not to talk to her constituents here in North Dakota through this venue. That so be it. But, you know, the offers are out there. Let's go to Vera and Kenmare quickly. Vera, what's on your mind today?
I got just a quick one. How did North Dakota end up on the Obama exchange?
End up as in how many people signed up, do you mean, Vera?
No, I want to know, a lot of the states didn't go for the exchange. They backed out. So I'd like to know, how did we get on it?
A lot of states were banking on that lawsuit that didn't pan out. They were waiting for the constitutional side, which does segue into our next guest. We'll ask that question of our next guest coming up in just a few minutes. Michael Conley, Executive Director for the United States Justice Foundation, constitutional lawyer. That's one of many questions we'll ask him. Coming up next, it's What's on Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Are you up for some paranormal investigation? Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota, is hosting their fourth annual paranormal investigation with the famous author and investigator Adrian Lee. It's the weekend of November 8th and 9th. And they put together a great deal for you to take advantage of it. $299 per room, two nights lodging in a classic room for two people. That's right. So $299 gets you two nights. You can meet and greet the author, Adrian Lee. They have an EVP recorder for every room, information on how to use the equipment and conduct your own investigation, and two evenings of active investigating of the Chase Hotel. They also have a courtesy late checkout for those of you on the package as well, so you can take advantage of a late night and a late checkout. The Paranormal Investigation Weekend is November 8th and 9th. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code GHOST, or call them at 888-CHASE-06, 888-CHASE-06. The Paranormal Investigation Weekend, November 8th and 9th, Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
On your mind. I just wanted to answer Vera's question. I think she was asking whether North Dakota has a health exchange. North Dakota is actually one of 26 states that opted for against having its own exchange. And what happens then is, in the feds say, okay, we'll take care of you, quote unquote. And so North Dakota is part of the federal exchange that goes to healthcare.gov. Other states have their own individual plans, but that was visited in the legislative session and rejected. As far as the North Dakota House of Representatives voted against a state-run health insurance exchange in 2011, and Governor Dalrymple agreed, and so anyway, we're part of healthcare.gov, the federal exchange, and there are three folks that are participating in that: Blue Cross Blue Shield of North Dakota, Medica, and Sanford.
And North Dakota decided not to spend the money. We didn't want to spend the money on building our own exchange and opted to let the federal government come in.
Yeah, exactly. You know what's interesting? A lot of focus has been on healthcare.gov not working and a low amount of people signing up. Like, for instance, in North Dakota, I think it's less than 20. Last I heard that it signed up in the entire state of North Dakota. But New York, for instance, has its own state-run health exchange. It has nothing to do with healthcare.gov. And in huge New York, I forget, but there's a very small number of people that have signed up there as well. So, a few more calls here before we get to our guest. Brandon, Cass County, you're up on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
I agree with you guys most of the time, but I'm going to have to disagree with you a little bit on the hunting issue. We farm about 2,300 acres here in Cass County. To me, having it assumed open land unless you post it, to me, that's a little bit like someone can come into your house and eat your food out of your fridge if your door is unlocked. I spent some time in South Dakota. I went to college down there. And they have a complete opposite policy where land is assumed posted versus unposted. And what they have, the game of fish there, they have like a PDF online where you can see all the public land where you're able to hunt. You can even pull it up on your phone. And they also have an opt-in program for landowners who, they're more than willing to have people come hunt on their land. So to me, I mean, it's private property. We own it. I mean, don't come into my kitchen. Don't come into my field, you know, so that's just my view. So,
well, Brandon, I like seeing posted signs because I want to see that name on there and a phone number that's on there so I can call the landowner and ask permission if I can go on that land. I like building those relationships, and to me, hunting and being having those opportunities to get on the land is all about that relationship. Brandon, thanks for the phone call. Let's go to Brian in Jamestown quickly. What's on your mind today?
Hey, just wanted to talk about the caller who was saying something along the lines of how this guy is evil if he says Obama is an enemy. Maybe he's guilty of not being politically correct, but at the same time, Barack Obama is our opponent. Enemy, opponent, call it what you want to call it. When a majority of people disapprove of what you're doing, I mean, what do you call that? Do you call that a friend? I certainly don't.
I guess the choice of words, though, is worth discussing, isn't it? I mean, I disagree with this president. I don't like what he stands for. I'm an opponent of his beliefs and believe they take the country in the wrong direction is a little different than saying the president is the enemy, right? I mean, because to me that...
I agree, and I just wanted to know, what are you guys going as for Halloween? Are you going to scare the crap out of everybody and go as Democrats or what?
One of my favorite Halloween memories was going as Dick Nixon, Tricky Dick. You know, it was easy. Wear the mask and then throw on a, you know, a sport coat with the collar up. Oh, the days.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
You too. Appreciate it.
A big Halloween guy.
All right. And by the way, more of your calls welcome, if especially if it's concerning the Constitution, because we've had a lot of questions of late about the Constitution. I can think specifically of the Obamacare ruling and the constitutionality of that, and Judge Roberts' decision, and where spending starts, and is it a tax, and is it a fee? Another one has been on impeachment. Some people saying, "Hey, there's enough. You know, what are the constitutional credentials for impeachment?" A number of people have called about that question of the president and of others. So we've invited a constitutional lawyer, Michael Connolly, executive director for the United States Justice Foundation, to join us and answer a few of those questions today in the program. So if you have any, bring them on. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Michael, how are you?
I'm doing fine. Thanks for having me on.
Let me ask you just a basic question about knowledge of the Constitution and what the Founding Fathers envisioned in writing that timeless document. Do you think if you took a survey of average everyday Americans walking Main Street or at the mall or football games tonight, that there would be a strong majority that would have a working knowledge of the Constitution, or do you think we are woefully inadequate in our knowledge of what the Founding Fathers have in a blueprint for governing this country?
Oh, very inadequate. People are not being taught about the Constitution in schools anymore, or if they are being taught about the Constitution, they're being told it's out of date, it should be scrapped. I'll give you an example that's funny but also scary. About 5 years ago, the First Amendment Foundation did a survey of 1,500 recent college graduates and asked them to name the five rights protected by the First Amendment. We're talking about freedom of speech, freedom of press, the right to free assembly, freedom of religion, and the right to petition the government for redress of grievances. The only 25% of them could name all five rights. A little over half of them could name one of the rights, but 25% of them also thought the First Amendment protected our right to own a pet, like a dog or a cat. I mean, this is scary. And that's basically, I've written a little book called Our Constitution, which is being distributed in schools, and a lot of people are buying it to carry around, because I take each article, each amendment, each section of the Constitution, I put them in there the way they were originally written, and then I put in my comments about what it really means. And a couple of PhDs recently told me that they did not realize till they looked at the booklet that the phrase separation of church and state is not in the Constitution. They were taught in school, they said that it was, and that was the basis for a lot of the Supreme Court rulings on prayer in school and this sort of thing. So, no, people do not understand what's going on, and this is very frightening, because if people don't know what their rights are, they're not going to realize when they're being taken away.
Michael, do you feel there's a big disconnect with the education system and what's being taught in schools and what's really in the Constitution? It seems like so many people don't know what's in the Constitution. They take just for verbatim what's taught in the schools. And that's not always accurate.
No, it's not accurate. As a matter of fact, there's a big flap going on here in Texas right now, just north of Dallas, in a town called Denton, where they have a manual, I guess you'd call it, for students to take to study for the SAT and for other standardized tests. And it talks about the Constitution, and it breaks down the amendments to the Constitution. And it says the Second Amendment is a right to join a militia. It does not say what the Supreme Court has twice ruled, and does not say what the Second Amendment says, that it is an individual right to keep and bear arms. This is, you know, the children are being taught exactly the opposite, that this is a right to join a state militia, and that's all it is. And this is in, you know, virtually a textbook that's being used in our schools, and people are upset about it, and there's a lot of other misinformation about the Constitution. So, you know, there's a big disconnect.
Your questions welcome here. Marlene Bismarck, go for our guest, Michael Connolly. Go ahead.
Yes. When the Supreme Court declared the Affordable Care Act constitutional, it was the way it was presented to them at the time. But since then, Obama has changed things in the Affordable Care Act. So can it still be constitutional if it wasn't isn't the way now that it was presented initially?
Well, what you have is you have Obama acting in an unconstitutional manner by making the changes. He's essentially amending an act passed by Congress. He does not have powers to do that under the Constitution. He is empowered under Article 2 of the Constitution to enforce and enact the laws passed by the Congress, not to change those laws on his own, not to make new laws, all of which he does. But here's the big thing about the Supreme Court decision. The origination clause of the Constitution says that all revenue bills requiring spending or new taxes must originate in the House of Representatives. The final version of Obamacare originated in the Senate. The Supreme Court has said that it is a tax, contains a tax. So there has been a challenge made by the Pacific Legal Foundation, and the United States Justice Foundation has been asked to join in with them and write a supporting brief when the time comes to the Supreme Court. And it basically says that Obamacare, on that basis, on the basis of what the Supreme Court says, is in fact unconstitutional. It violates the Constitution because the bill originated in the United States Senate, and the Constitution prohibits that. So this could be interesting.
Yes, it could be. I'm just wondering why we don't hear more about that, or people aren't more upset about that, that it is unconstitutional.
Are there any challenges, Mike, to the president amending this over and over and over again?
Not at this point. We have so many irons in the fire right now with the United States Justice Foundation, with the veterans situation, the Second Amendment and all. We don't have the manpower or resources to make a challenge, but somebody needs to, and we would certainly support that. Because, in fact, who needs really to do it is a member of the House of Representatives or a member of the United States Senate. To basically step up and say, file a lawsuit saying, constitutionally, we're the ones that are supposed to make the laws. Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution gives the power to Congress and specifically says what they can do, what they are empowered to do. Article 2 gives the power to the president, but again, he is not allowed under the Constitution to just unilaterally amend laws or to decide which ones to enforce and which ones not to enforce. And certainly can't make laws, but he's doing it all the time. And so far, nobody in Congress, and these are the people who really have the standing to do this, nobody seemed willing to come forward and go after him.
Michael, let's try to get one more call in before the break. Mike in Grand Forks, quickly, what's on your mind today?
Hey, hello, gentlemen. I just want to make a comment and then ask a question. I was in the military for 20 years. I took an oath to support and defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic, and I consider Barack Obama an enemy of the Constitution. That said, I'd like to know who's responsible for policing the president when he makes unconstitutional acts, and when those people fail, then what are we supposed to do about it?
Well, first of all, let me thank you for your service. I'm also a veteran, and I currently have a son in Afghanistan on combat tour number 7, and I have another son who's a Black Hawk helicopter pilot. I took the same oath you did, and the president took that oath also. And all federal officials and state elected officials take the oath. Even the bureaucrats have to take that oath. And there is, and people don't know this for the most part, there is a federal statute that says if you violate that oath, you can be put in jail for a year and fined up to $10,000. Now, unfortunately, the people that would be policing Obama at this point, the people that are empowered to take action against him, are the U.S. attorneys. And, of course, they were
all appointed by him, for the most part, right. Appointed by him. Michael, hang on. We'll continue the answer on the other side of the break. Don't go away, folks.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Bakken Bruce. He's the guy you want to call if you have a problem in the Bakken. I'm talking about Bruce Anker at Legacy Steel Buildings. They're the industry leader in providing superior quality service and durability at great prices. And I've heard the story over and over and over again. Scott, thanks for the tip. Glad you sent us to Bruce. Can't believe the deal we're getting. Oh, incredible. We'll never build another building with anybody ever again. That's what they tell me. And you know what? Even if you never end up buying a thing from Bruce and the team at Legacy Steel Buildings, it'll be worth the time to learn a little bit about solving problems in the Bakken. That's why I call him Bakken Bruce, because I tell you, he can solve problems. Bruce and his brother Wayne Anker have Legacy Steel Buildings. It's a great, great story. They've been building buildings for generations all throughout the Upper Midwest. Call this number, 800-237-9620. 800-237-9620. Ask for Bakken Bruce. and Legacy Steel Buildings.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn and Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, a quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn and Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn and Suites of Bismarck. Visit expressway hotels.com.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com. KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
What's in your mind? I'm Steve Bach along with Scott Hannon. If you have a question or comment for our guest, we're talking with Michael Connelly, Executive Director for the United States Justice Foundation, constitutional lawyer, also an author and radio talk show host. And Michael, giving opportunity to finish up with Mike from Grand Forks' question.
Well, we were talking about who can police Obama, who can go after him for violating his oath of office. And basically, like I said, you have the U.S. attorneys out there, but they all work for Obama. They were appointed by Obama, and they work for Eric Holder directly. And so they're not going to do anything. But the balance of powers of the Constitution was very carefully crafted by our founding fathers to give authority to the legislature, to the Congress, authority to the president, and authority to the Supreme Court. And this is also supposed to balance it out. In the case of Congress, excuse me, I'm losing my voice, I think. I've been doing so many shows. But the Congress is supposed to take action if the president oversteps his bounds. Nothing's happening. They're not doing it. And they can impeach the president. They can override the president. And the courts are supposed to be able to step in. But, of course, you have to get a case in front of the Supreme Court, and that's what the Justice Foundation does, is trying to get the Supreme Court to hear cases dealing with Obama and what he's doing. But the fact of the matter is that I have drawn up formal articles of impeachment, posted them on my blog, getting a lot of response to them, and updating them because they became out of date almost the day I wrote them, because he's committed other impeachable offenses. And the House of Representatives could pass with a majority vote these articles of impeachment. Then, of course, Obama would have to be tried in the Senate. And we know the Senate is not going to vote by a two-thirds majority to find him guilty. But the reason I'm pushing for this is because if the articles were to pass the House and they deal with all of the things that Obama's done that are unconstitutional and violations of those, and if, in fact, they should pass the House, then prosecutors would be appointed that would have extraordinary powers to examine documents. Basically, executive privilege would go out the window to a great extent, and we get a hold of things that are being hidden from us right now, like documents on Operation Fast and Furious. So those are the things that can be done at this point, but we need some people in Washington or other parts of the country that have guts enough to do it. And that appears to be lacking at this point.
Mike, we get your answer there?
Well, I tell you what, if it needs somebody with guts, I volunteer.
Well, I wish individuals
could
do it.
That's all
I gotta say. You know, I wish individuals could do it. I wish I could do it. If I could file these articles myself, I would. But the Constitution requires that any impeachment, the articles must be filed and passed by the House of Representatives and then go to the Senate for a trial. A trial presided over, by the way, by the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court.
And, a lot of our members of our audience will call from time to time and ask about this and say, well, you know, why doesn't it start? And there are a few members of Congress that have brought it up. I think of Michelle Bachmann and a handful of others. But mostly when you start bringing up the issue of impeachment, these people are ostracized. I mean, they're attacked. So there's not a real appetite there to take on this heavy lift, is there, Michael?
No, unfortunately, there's not. And things are just going to continue to get worse. I mean, every time Obama gets by with something like this, and this includes his appointing 45 czars, I don't understand why nobody in the United States Senate filed a suit the minute he started doing this and saying, look, the Constitution requires that the Senate vote on any appointments Obama makes unless we specifically give him permission to make them without us. Yet nobody in the Senate stepped up and said, look, I have a constitutional obligation to my constituents in my state to vote on this, and I was not allowed to do this. Instead, we have 45 czars out there with their own budgets, unsupervised. We don't know what they're doing a lot of times, but they were appointed by Obama, and nobody said anything. And, you know, that's the type of thing, every time he gets by with something like this, he's emboldened by it, and he decides he can do even more.
Let's get another caller in quickly. Bob and Fergus, what's on your mind today? Bob, go ahead.
Last chance for Bob in Fergus Falls. Bob, you there? All right. We have just a short time left with our guest. What advice do you have for folks that are frustrated, like it sounds like you are, Michael?
Excuse me?
What advice do you have for folks that are as frustrated as you are about the lack of knowledge on the Constitution, about some of the challenges you brought up that are not followed up on? What should folks do?
Well, folks can continue to put pressure on their members of Congress, and that can work. I'm looking right now at, with the U.S. Justice Foundation, we need people's support. We are preparing to file a major lawsuit on behalf of veterans who are being denied their Second Amendment rights, and we are not charging these veterans or their families a penny. We raise our money outside. People can go to usjf.net and support us through that, make a donation to our website, to our foundation, for all the constitutional work we do. That's one thing that people can do. They also can work on their local level. We have to win on the school board level. We have to get the Constitution back in our schools, and that can be done, it has to be done through the school boards. We have to fight this Common Core curriculum that's being pushed by the Obama administration, which basically rewrites American history. We can fight there. One of our best lines of defense may be the state legislatures around the country. But the state legislatures, as far as I'm concerned, can nullify some of what Obama's doing and basically say our state is not going to do it. It's happening here in Texas, and it's happening in other places, too. So people need to work on all levels and educate themselves and educate other people. Buy copies of the booklets on the Constitution. There are many out there in addition to mine. Hand them out to people.
Michael, thank you very much. We're up against the break. Michael Connelly, thank you very much. He is the executive director of the United States Justice Foundation and a constitutional lawyer. We'll be back again on Monday. Have a great weekend, y'all.
And by the way, big debate on the diversion battle Monday on the program. You want to stay tuned for that, and we'll have Michael back. Interesting topic. God bless you, folks. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
In collaboration with South Dakota and Minnesota, the North Dakota Soybean Council is engaged in a project designed to change the way soybean buyers define protein quality. For many years, crude protein has been the conventional measure of soybean protein quality. Yet soybean farmers in our region have lower crude protein levels due to environmental conditions. Careful analysis through several years of research has shown that the protein quality of northern soybeans is much better thanks to their higher concentrations of essential amino acids. Thanks to your checkoff dollars, we are able to conduct this research and educate international buyers on the fact that amino acid content is the more complete and accurate indicator of soybean feeding value. This will ultimately lead to increased market share and higher returns to soybean farmers in this region.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Hey gang, as you can imagine, living with the moniker America's Mr. Right can be kinda tough at times. But you know what? It's easy to live up to the challenge when you're feeling good. Hi everybody, I'm Jason Lewis, and that's why I watch what I eat and supplement my diet with great products from Youngevity, like their great vitamin mineral complex drink, or a protein shake, or my favorite probiotic dark chocolate packed with antioxidants. You know, I love these products, and I'll bet you will too. And now you can get them all at jasonlewisteam.com. Now look, these are just the things I like from Youngevity, but if you're looking for a sports drink endorsed by an NBA All-Star, or a shot of Pollen Burst, the best energy drink on the market, it's all here too. All you have to do is go to jasonlewisteam.com or call 1-855-310-TEAM. Now that's 1-855-310-TEAM. Get all these products and more and feel like America's Mr. Right. It's jasonlewisteam.com.